All right, so next up we've got Grumpy Mike.
You better take, or you'll be taken. You better speak, or you'll be spoken to. You better wake, or you'll be woken up, just like me. From the fiery cackles of hell, they've been dragging me around, making me do their bidding. They've been leading me along a path of endless sinning. They've been clawing me, tempting me down, 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 down.
And, like, the first thing I thought is there a better MIDI horn patch available to you?
Unforgivable.
This one is kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
And which is kind of a bummer, because it's the first thing you hear at the start of the song, and it goes for a little while. Although, once the song gets going, I didn't really notice. I'm enjoying the sort of pattern of the verse lyrics, and on the second verse, I think I can predict the next line. And I'm happy when I can't, which I think is cool. So I'm always a bit surprised and pleased with the choice of the next line on the early listens. So, you need to strike before you're... And I was pretty sure he was going to sing struck, but it's stricken instead. And then, you need to pray that you're not... And I'm like, oh, what is it? And then it's preyed upon, which I thought was cool. So it's good, you know, when the kind of turns of phrase are... Like, they're not predictable, and you're like, oh, that's cool, I like that. I don't really know what the song's about, and I'm sure there's some tie-in to his first two songs about, like, why the narrator is obsessed with hell and perdition and all the things the narrator's obsessed with, but I don't really care about any of that. I just think it's, like, a good song that I never really wanted to skip when it came on. So it stood up to multiple listens. Pretty enjoyable. One thing I don't normally complain about drum sounds, but I feel like the snare kind of is maybe a bit too snappy and it sticks out of the mix and just jumps out a little bit, but that was about the only criticism I had.
Grumpy Mike, Manhattan Glutton, I think that, he's generally really reliable, meaning like we can always get something that's, either a real showstopper or at least something very interesting. And, you know, I like that I can, you know, depend on hearing something new from him. And this is different, definitely. But just listening to it, I'm like, oh, Grumpy Mike, what are you doing? You know, I feel like he needed fresh ears and another couple of days for this. All of the instruments sound fake and bad and are mixed poorly. The backing vocals are not timed well at all. And if that sloppiness was meant to convey a sort of a laid back and easy delivery, then that didn't work. You know, I can't imagine Grumpy Mike fans enjoying this. And I'm sure, you know, fans of this song's genre wouldn't enjoy this. So I don't know who it's for. I thought it's a miracle he survived this round, but somehow two judges loved this song while the other three put him near the bottom, just like a couple of songs ago. I liked Grumpy Mike's Pareidolia song a lot, but I think this Drag Me Around is a big misstep. I just didn't enjoy it. I thought, and the more that I looked into it, the worse it got.
Maybe it's good I didn't look too closely.
Well, you shouldn't have to, you know, adjust your focus to a song. So what I did was I thought, this is bad, and then I looked into it more, and it's like, maybe I'm wrong, and oh no, I was not. So if you didn't think it was bad, then your experience of it is pure and fine and good on you.